This is Scott McKay, and you're listening to a bonus audio that's part of my program called How to Talk to Your Son About Women and Sex. For this bonus, I've invited a longtime friend of mine, none other than Derek Loudermilk, who you may know as an adventure expert and also a guy who dabbles in a lot of metaphysical stuff involved with becoming a better man. Just a very interesting guy. But he also has a story to tell that I think is particularly, well, not only relevant to the topic writ large of this program, but also something that I believe, if not publicly, privately, most men deal with heavily. And that's readiness for fatherhood. Derek, welcome, man.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you again.
Yeah. Now, I know about you and your lovely wife, Heidi, because we're friends and we talk about things other than business when we hang out. And you met her when you were adventuring and traveling in Bali, I believe, and you guys had the hots for each other. And the next thing you know, parenthood sort of snuck up on you. But nowadays, you and Heidi have a wonderful relationship and you're expecting your third child. And I've got to say, Derek, you're one of the best dads I know, at least unless there's some dark secret hiding in the closet somewhere, which I doubt because you're pretty much an upfront guy. So frankly, Derek, you were the first guy I thought of when I happened across the idea for this particular bonus. So man, just tell us your story. Tell us about how the imminence of fatherhood hit you psychologically and perhaps even physically, and how you coped, how you dealt with it, and how it's been since.
Yeah, and thank you for that acknowledgement, Scott.
Well, it's genuine.
We were both living in this town, Ubud, in Bali, where a lot of hippie expats live. And we had actually both been living there for some time without meeting each other, but the circumstances of our life finally got to the point. There's this saying that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And very similarly, when both Heidi and I had reached a point in our life where we were available for a relationship, we both kind of poof appeared in each other's lives and we started dating. And within 2 months, Heidi was pregnant. And at that time, I had sort of just discovered casual dating because I had been in I had been married for 18 months. And before that, I was in a 10-year-long relationship. So I had many years of not casually dating. And it was actually very eye-opening and enlivening for me to just be casually dating. And then this, basically, I was presented with a choice. Like, you can commit to Heidi and this relationship and becoming a dad, or you could continue casually dating. And Heidi basically told me pretty quickly, I'm willing to have this baby on my own, but I would like you to, commit to being a father with me and we can be a family together. And so right away, I was just presented with a choice. Do I want to go down this path of family man right away, even though I had just, you know, opened up this facet of my life, which was like very enjoyable, the dating world. And it was a fairly easy decision for me to make, I guess, because I value my parents and what they did for me, and they're still together. And so I said, you know, I think that's going to be really important for this kid. And I also, there's nothing to lose, right? I could always, like, if it doesn't work out, I can always go back to dating casually. Like, if we don't get along, if Heidi and I, after a few years, we just don't like each other, then there's a way to get out of it.
Let me stop you for a second because you're making an extremely valuable and I would dare say almost unique point. I'm not sure I've heard anybody else talk like this before. You are, as many guys would term it in that situation, confronted with fatherhood. I mean, this was not a planned pregnancy, correct?
Right.
Okay. So your thought process is, hey, you know what? My parents found that to be valuable and rewarding. I turned out pretty good because I had a mom and a dad. I'm sure you're saying maybe this is the universe calling me to do this thing. And yet the poignant part of this is Heidi has already announced to you she's having this baby. The baby is going to happen. And God bless her for that, by the way. She has also excused you from the commitment to it unless you want to be there, which I think is powerful. I think it would be controversial. The whole situation is something that I'm sure a lot of people would have different opinions on. But so far, what I'm gathering is you had a choice to either be present and be a father for this child or to say, hey, you know what? No thanks. But here's the piece of the puzzle that I think matters. Your little boy was going to be born regardless. He was going to enter into this world regardless, and his mom was going to be there for him regardless. So in your mind, if you go ahead and take a chance, you know, you're being a little vulnerable. You're not ready for fatherhood. You don't know what to think of it. But you said to yourself, hey, this isn't me getting locked in forever any more than it would be otherwise. But you kind of saw the glass half full and said, you know, if I take this opportunity to be with Heidi and be a father for my son, there's a chance it could work out well and that he could have a mom and a dad, which I'm sure you would agree is the best case scenario because you value fatherhood. But if I walk away, you're saying to yourself, well, then he'll never have a father. But see, even if you and Heidi don't get along and it doesn't work out, something unforeseen happens, it even turns abusive or whatever, then you can walk away from that union. And meanwhile, your son would simply be raised by a single mom again, and you would be a father from a distance instead of in the house with him. So either way, there's only potential upside of you saying yes to the opportunity, right?
Yeah, and I'm always reminded of the Fight Club quote, like, how much can you know about yourself if you've never been a dad or if you never tried to be a dad? You know, I was like, okay, well, how much can I know about myself? And you're bringing up that Heidi had put that sort of stake in the ground or held a firm boundary that, like, you know, that was her own journey of, is she going to keep it, like, her own decision, right? She had to go through that whole process. And then that enabled me to kind of put the ball in my court. Like, what are you going to do given this position? And I, now that you're saying that, I do appreciate, you know, having that, because all guys have a choice, right? Like, anybody can leave at any time, pretty much. Circumstances make it harder or easier to do that. But every single person that chooses fatherhood is choosing it or not choosing it.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. You know, it's a politically loaded subject nowadays, this whole idea of a woman's right to choose, right to be a mom. But indeed, even though a dad might not have the right to choose whether he's going to pay child support and or whether the mom's going to keep the baby or not, although I'm sure a lot of guys pressure women in that regard, you do have the right to choose whether you're going to be present for your son or not, or your daughter. And I think, you know, all of these particular thoughts swirl around in a man's mind when he finds out he's potentially going to be a father, at least. Not only the temporal ones, like, my goodness, I'm going to be on the hook for however many hundreds or thousands of dollars a month for this kid until they're 18, or, you know, how much leverage can I apply on mom to maybe get an abortion and change her mind? And by the way, the narrative that men are the ones trying to keep women pregnant goes against everything I've ever heard of what happens out in field. Usually it's the guy pressuring the woman not to keep the baby, but that's probably a little off topic here. But nevertheless, I think those temporal thoughts hit guys first, and then they realize, wait a minute, there's an emotional or even spiritual component to this. And that, I think, hits guys after their brain is swirling with all the logistics. And then after the initial trauma or drama, even of having heard he's going to be a father, settles a little bit, then we start really thinking and we start thinking long term and we think more holistically, right?
Yeah. And by the way, I found out I was going to be a father in the middle of a multi-day ayahuasca ceremony. And that basically, so my understanding is that guys go through this process of, holy shit, I'm not ready. Cause there's no way to be ready until you actually go through it. And then the logistics thing, like, what do I need to do to prepare? Or do I even want this? Or how am I going to be as a father? There's like this a long process that takes the whole 9 months. What happened for me was I squeezed all that down into 8 hours during the ayahuasca ceremony. And I basically in a single night, cleaned up everything I needed to clean up, like all the things that I was ashamed of about myself, all the places in life where I was, you know, not performing well, all the places where just parts that I didn't like about myself or things I needed to upgrade in order to be a dad. Like I did those all at once, and it was the most painful, most difficult experience I've ever had. But at the end of the night, I was done and basically ready on an energetic level to be a dad.
Well, that's great. But what would you tell these guys who are listening who perhaps don't have an ayahuasca shaman in their back pocket, Derek? What was the process that you condensed, even if it takes these guys maybe a little longer to process it?
Right. Yeah. So that part of your identity before you're a father is just you moving through the world as yourself. And then all of a sudden, it's an immediate identity shift. Whether someone decides to get an abortion or keep the child, whatever, like it's an instantaneous shift in who you are. And sometimes it takes that whole 9 months or even longer for you to accept that identity and what that means for your actions, your mindset, your, you know, just how you move through the world. It can take some time because essentially the old you is dead. And that dying process is, it's never comfortable. But it's a dying process because it's the birthing of your own new self-identity, that of a father.
I think that's fascinating. And I think there's something very real about that. I would caution, based on the way you presented it, and I think you presented it exactly the way you wanted to, that just because you get married or just because you become a father doesn't mean your life ends and you're boring and you never get to do anything fun again. I mean, both you and Heidi and Emily and I are examples of how we can cross more items off our bucket list with our kids in tow than maybe we could have even when we were single. They just may be different adventures. But I mean, the things we do and watching our kids experience them with us nowadays are just fascinating and wonderful and bring great joy. But you're absolutely right. I think fatherhood changes men, and I think it happens almost instantaneously, even upon learning you're going to be a dad, even though you don't have your head wrapped around it yet. Maybe you had the benefit of the ayahuasca ceremony, which is fantastic. But one thing that comes to mind as you're talking is I've heard, you know, a handful of stories of guys who found out the lady in their life was pregnant and he absolutely was the father, and he was struggling with the readiness for being a father. And then, of course, an option we haven't talked about of how this may resolve is she had a miscarriage, and he found himself mourning for that miscarriage. Like, wow, I really was excited to be a father. And when confronted again, you know, there's that word, with the end of that pregnancy and a woman who's very sad about it, he realizes he shared that emotion. He really did want this baby. He really did want this to happen. He really was anticipating being a father, and he already indeed loved his unborn son or daughter, even though in his mind he was feeling like he had a civil war about it. I think the bottom line, Derek, and this has been a wonderful conversation, is I'm not sure any man, if he's in his right mind and honest with himself, instead of just playing macho and being arrogant or something, says, oh, hell yeah, man, I'm ready to be a father. Bring it. You know, they may say that publicly. And I'm sure some guys are actually excited about it by the time it happens. Of course, we have parents who are trying to get pregnant for years. And when they finally get their miracle, I think that's a different storyline than what we're even considering here. But for young parents, parents who are hit with a situation like you were hit with, even when I was married the first time and my oldest daughter was born, when my wife of several years got pregnant, we were certainly trying to get pregnant, but it was still overwhelming to me even to feel ready to be a father. But here's what I know. Once that child is born, and you know, I've talked about God's dirty little trick, right? The good Lord himself has this way of making you fall in love with the baby, that little child, that little human being, that little soul that your wife and you have had a hand in creating together. And when you see that face that looks like both of yours put together, and you look into those eyes and realize the responsibility that you get to take on, not that you have to take on, but that you get to take on, it is. It's life-changing. It's life-changing in an inkling. And what I would tell guys, Derek, and I'll let you punctuate this however way you want to before we close, is that, yeah, you know what? You're perfectly normal. It's perfectly okay to be gripping about this for 9 months. But I promise you, with every fiber of my being, if you're a good, decent man, the way you're wired as a human soul will take over when that child is born, and you'll be like, bring it. I'm up for it.
Yeah, and each child brings the exact thing that you need to be successful with the child. And this is a little more hard to explain, but I needed to earn more money with my first child. I needed to take care of three people now instead of just one. So I needed to essentially triple my income. And he brought with me the capacity to be a more effective entrepreneur, more strategic and implementing. My daughter came 2 years later, and she brought a totally different boost for me, which is compassion and joy and love and exactly what I needed in all of my relationships at that time. So each child will sort of energetically bring and bring the lessons that you need to be successful for that child. And I have one on the way now, and I can already feel what he's bringing to me to allow me to elevate, to be the level I need to be to be his father. So you almost don't even have to worry about being good enough with logistics or having enough money or whatever it is, because you will rise to the occasion because you'll be supported by these children when they arrive.
That's just fantastic and beautiful. And the one last thing I would bring up, since you mentioned it, is, yeah, guys, you may have a son or a daughter, and once you get psyched about being a father, your first thought may be, hey, I'm going to have a little boy and he's going to be a chip off the old block. And sometimes we psych ourselves up to have a son, you know, he carries on the family name, etc. Gentlemen, let me tell you something. That little girl, you will be smitten. There is something magical about being a girl dad. And the experience is different, equally rewarding. And your little girl, your little daughter will just touch your heart in a way that your little boy, you know, it's very different than what your little boy will bring to the table, exactly the way you describe it. And I thought that was a wonderful way to really wrap up what's been an excellent conversation, Derek. I want to send these guys to your podcast. You are a podcaster like I am. Mm-hmm. You host the Derek Loudermilk Show. And I will point guys to that feed by sending them to mountaintoppodcast.com/Derek. Derek, thank you so much, man. It's been a great conversation.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, Scott.
And until I talk to you again real soon, this is Scott McKay from X and Y Communications in San Antonio, Texas. Be good out there.